Welcome to Campaign Beat, a weekly political analysis program featuring Lee Newspaper's Capitol reporters Chuck Johnson and Mike Dennison, and Montana Public Radio News Director Sally Malk.
Well, Chuck, all week you've been profiling the Republican candidates for the U.S. House seat, and I've been struck reading your stories by how similar their positions are on everything from energy development to immigration.
That's correct, Sally. I think they're pretty similar on their disdain for the Affordable Care Act. Most of them, in varying degrees, they all supported the so-called Ryan budget that the House passed. Immigration, they're pretty similar on, although Drew Turiano, who's probably the minor candidate in the race, had a position that was, well, far more extreme than the others. He wanted to round up and deport all illegal immigrants. And they all want to lower taxes, all pro-energy development. I think the difference is the personalities, not where they are in the issues.
And their experience and background and so on are quite different.
Certainly their personal experiences are. All of them, except Turiano, have served in the legislature, but you've got Zinke, a Navy SEAL. You've got Rosendale, a real estate development, who's been very successful at that. You've got Elsie Arnson, a teacher. Corey Stapleton, a former naval officer. So I think their backgrounds are really what's different rather than where they stand on the issues.
Well, one of them you mentioned, Elsie Arnson, has a new television ad. Let's listen to that.
Our country is threatened by unsustainable spending and out-of-touch policies. I'm Elsie Arnson, a conservative legislator, teacher, parent, and wife. I'm running for U.S. Congress to provide a new approach. As I travel this state that I love, I find that Montanans are troubled by the liberal policies of Obama and Pelosi. We can do better, and with your vote, we will. My conservative legislative record is strong and clear, and on your behalf, I will take that leadership and experience with me to Washington. I'm Elsie Arnson. I approve this message.
Well, Chuck, we can do better is a nice, safe, simple theme.
It's always a good theme for someone running for an open seat or running against an incumbent. She says she wants to provide a new approach, but doesn't say what that is. She criticizes President Obama and Minority Leader Pelosi's liberal policies, doesn't say what she criticizes them over, and then says, I'm not running against anyone after just going after them. It's granted, there are limitations on what you can do in a 30-second spot, and this sent a similar ad or her first spots, and we would assume that some later ads might detail, you know, exactly what her new approach is, but that's the theme of this ad.
And it's a way to introduce herself to the Montana statewide audience, which most of whom don't know her.
That's the real purpose of it. It shows her sitting in a, looks like a dining room or living room of a house, perhaps hers, perhaps not, with a couple of flags. And she's, you know, very earnest, and she's definitely making a little point on uncontrollable spending and out-of-touch policies. And I assume later ads will maybe detail what she thinks they are and what her solution is. But it's an introductory ad. Every candidate does these, and they're not really filled with a lot of detail, and you can't in that length of time.
Well, these congressional races, the House and Senate, of course, get national attention. And one interesting tactic this year by the National Republican Congressional Committee has been to create some websites for candidates they oppose. But when you go to the website, it looks at first like it's the candidate's website. It's a very sneaky thing they're doing, Chuck.
It's a dirty trick. The one they did on John Lewis.
Democratic candidate for the House.
Yeah, John Lewis is running for the House, and the website is John Lewis, the number for Congress. So you get there. John Lewis is tired of sitting on the sideline watching his boss, longtime liberal crusader Max Baucus, get all the credit for advancing President Obama's out-of-touch agenda. And then on and on, attacks Baucus, attacks Lewis, and says, had enough of John Lewis, sign up today. And you know, we've seen some of this in the past, also where political party groups will buy up people's websites that would have their name so they can't use them. It's just plain a dirty trick, and I think we can do better. And you know, shame on them for doing it. It's a poor thing to do. You know, they can attack John Lewis all they want on his record or his stance. He doesn't have a voting record, but he has positions, and that's fair game. But you know, doing a deceptive thing like this is simply not right, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm looking at the website right now, and part of the deceit is that the first thing you see is a big picture of John Lewis and then a big banner that says donate, which makes you think you're donating to the Lewis campaign. And it's only in the fine print that it gets into the attacks on Lewis and also gives credit to the National Republican Congressional Committee.
It's very deceptive, and it ought to be against the law.
Well, Mike, in the Senate race, the two frontrunner candidates have spent their Easter congressional recess stumping the state, and the other candidates have been stumping the state as well. They're out there campaigning hard.
Yeah, that's right. Of course, the frontrunners you're talking about are Democratic Senator John Wallace, who was appointed about 3 months ago to the post, and U.S. Representative Steve Daines, our Republican congressman, both of whom are running for the seat. They have primary opposition, but I think you could say that they're probably the front runners to win the primary and go on to compete against each other in the fall. There's also a Libertarian in the race as well in the fall. And, of course, on the Democratic side of things, we have Dirk Adams, a rancher from Wilsall, John Bollinger, the lieutenant governor under Brian Schweitzer. They've been traveling around the state as well. I talked to Bollinger earlier this week. He's spent 21 days on the road in the month of April. He's going to spend 22 days in the month of May traveling around. In fact, he and Adams were even driving together in the same car to Miles City yesterday for a Democratic dinner. They figured they'd save some money and went together. And they've been kind of portraying themselves as the alternative to John Walsh, who they characterize as kind of the insider's choice. And they say they're the ones that are more representative of the people's Democrats.
Well, they're all busy, that's for sure. And Republican Steve Daines has another television ad on the air. Let's listen to that.
I'm Steve Daines. When fringe environmentalists tried locking up our land and our natural resources, I took them on, passing legislation to increase timber production and create more than 6,000 new Montana jobs.
Steve Daines, just over a year in Congress, and he's already getting results. Ranked the most effective first-term congressman.
We need solutions and results. I'm Steve Daines, and I approve this message because as your senator, I'll protect Montana jobs.
And this ad, Mike, is talking about Daines' bill, the Restoring Healthy Forests for Healthy Communities Act, which did pass the House, but it's going nowhere in the Senate.
Yeah, it's a dead duck in the Senate. I think if you're just the average voter and you see this ad, you'd think that this bill had passed Congress and is taking effect. So I think it's a little misleading for the Daines campaign to put this out in the way they have and portray this as something that's already happened and he should get patted on the back for doing this. I mean, like you said, it did pass the House. This is a Republican bill that required logging all the national forests across the country. It was sponsored by a congressman from Washington State. And it said it had bipartisan support. There might have been a couple of Democrats who voted for it, but it was primarily a Republican bill. And what Daines hasn't done by passing this bill, he hasn't worked with John Tester to pass Tester's bill, which would also work towards some logging, but would create some new wilderness in Montana. And I don't know if that's what Daines is referring to in his ad when he says he took on the environmentalists who wanted to lock up our lands. Does that mean he's not going to support Tester's bill or what? I just don't know.
It's very tough, of course, to find bipartisan support for anything in this Congress. And that was one of the topics of a speaker on the University of Montana campus this week, former congressman and former CIA director Leon Panetta. And he didn't mince words about what he thinks of the current Congress. Let's listen to what he said.
I just deeply feel that the purpose of people going back to Washington is to get something done and to not just sit on their ass and do nothing.
That got a lot of applause, Chuck, and I think he's speaking for a lot of folks who are tired of partisan politics.
Exactly, Sally. And as we know, the job approval rating for Congress, I think, is under 10%. Voters are ready for change. What change? Who knows? But it's easy to run against Congress, and with good reason in a lot of cases.
I think, Mike, that the candidates who are running might take Mr. Panetta's words to heart, too, when they're out there campaigning and making promises.
Yes, and also I think they realize that's what's going on, too. And I was talking to Senator Walsh this week about bills he'd introduced, and I said, well, you know, it's nice that you've introduced those, Senator, but they're not going anywhere, are they? I mean, these are just almost kind of symbolic gestures anymore. And he said, well, you're kind of right. He talked about a bill he had to help veterans of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars in getting post-war mental health counseling and some other services. And he said he hasn't been able to get one Republican to sign on as a co-sponsor, and he thinks a lot of them probably do support it, but they don't want to help him at all look like he's accomplished anything. So, no go.
It's another example of people perhaps putting politics ahead of good governing, and that was Mr. Panetta's point, I think. We will continue to track the politics of this primary season next week. Chuck and Mike, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Sally.
Thanks, Sally. You too.
You've been listening to Campaign Beat, a weekly political analysis program featuring Lee Newspaper's reporters Chuck Johnson and Mike Dennison, and Montana Public Radio News Director Sally Mock. We hope you'll join us next week for another discussion of the week's political news.